When it comes to my policy, Farmers gives it to me straight, so there's no surprises.
It's your coverage. You should never be confused.
You hear that? An insurance provider with a conscience.
We're a choir, but yes, we have that too.
Straightforward coverage you can literally understand. That's what you get when
you have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Hey, y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one. So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast.
Reality Gaze, let's love.
Hi, welcome into the Lake Show here on this Wednesday evening. News Talk 830 WCCO. And I want to start tonight's show with an apology. I want to apologize to our listening audience tonight. I'm not shy about voicing my opinion on important topics, as you know. Things that are important to every single American, Minnesotan, you get it. Things that impact our lives. Our lives. Opinions on policies that help and hurt us. Stories that uplift us and also traumatize us. And I take pride in not ducking things that I have strong thoughts on. And with that being said, I'm not leading tonight talking about ICE. Not because I oppose ICE, which I do. Not because I think that they are hurting our community, our country. Because I 100% believe that. But because, and this is me being fully transparent, I'm exhausted today, man. It doesn't mean that I won't talk about ICE 10 times tomorrow. Doesn't mean that it won't be in headlines tonight or bite of the night, for that matter. But because, you know, when I care about the safety of all of you out there listening, at the same time, I'm concerned about my well-being, too. I'm passionate about a lot of things. But, man, this stuff gets depressing. Seeing all the videos of folks getting snatched or abused, and we hear that there's a lot of citizens that are being detained, and I'm just supposed to be okay with it. It's not okay. And I won't ignore it. But to this point in the day, there hasn't been anything big to report about. And it's hard to take a break when things in the world are so heavy. It is. And like, I understand the responsibility of what we do. And this is a big platform, and this is an important station in our state. But sometimes when you get an opportunity, you just want to take a deep breath. But I do wonder, though, because when I think about this job and what you're tasked to do, and this is a show that gives opinion right, and entertain. But my job isn't to entertain just 100% of the time, because sometimes, like, there's certain days that are better than others. What do you guys think? 651-461-9226. Am I allowed to collect my thoughts? Exhale? Or am I expected to talk about all the sad stuff incessantly? Because I'm not more important than anyone out there listening. And there isn't a person out there listening that's more important than me. This stuff is hard. If you care. It's not easy going to work every day and talking about stuff that is harmful to a lot of people. And it's not about agreeing on every single topic or just this topic in general. Agreeing or disagreeing. To me, it's hard because there are real people being affected. I think it's easy for people to see something on TV and they don't see it in real life. And it's hard for them to kind of actually, for some people, I'm not saying all people, I'm saying for some people, for them to kind of internalize it. I'll give you a perfect example. A friend of mine, yesterday, she was running to get a couple of items from the Albertville Outlet Mall. And as she's pulling into the Albertville Outlet Mall, had to turn around. Traffic, in terms of the lane that she was in, it was being diverted. Cars are being shunned away. Turn around. Go this way. Why? Because she said she saw a gentleman being detained, guns drawn, with about 7 or 8 ICE officers surrounding that person. And I don't know if this guy was a citizen, if this guy was MS-13. I don't have enough information. But what I do know is that I won't categorize it as she was traumatized, because that's not what she articulated to me. But she felt a certain way and it wasn't good. And she said it was something to see with her own eyes, to actually have the proximity to it. When you don't have proximity to things, you're not as impacted by it. You're just not. When things, you feel like they don't actually resonate with you, it's different. I look at myself and my life and things that have happened within my family or my community or with friends. Knowing that I've had a family member commit suicide, that resonates with me. And then you'll have people that be like, I don't understand how anybody could take their own life. Well, you just don't know. I'm going to a funeral this Friday for a military vet that committed suicide just recently. A young man, 42 years old. Or to have somebody that's been murdered in your family. Or to have somebody that's been dealing with substance abuse their whole entire life. Like, the proximity to something or being in the midst of something will make you feel differently about a topic. Or about stuff that's happening that impacts all of us. And, you know, there was something that when I was talking to Chris about this off air earlier, he hit it on the head in terms of, like, he's like, Lake, you're allowed to feel how you feel, because
we are not robots. When we come into work, and it seems like it's been this never-ending cycle since 2020, where this is the job. And knowing that there are people out there, before you even walk in, people hate you and are going to create conflict with you no matter what you say. So we know that there are people that are going to text us and call us that do not like us because of what we say.
I don't have an issue with that.
No. But when you combine that with all of the horror that you see, it's not something that during the course of the job, we try to inform and at times try and entertain. But there is the element where you're off the air and it's a never ending cycle of, okay, now this is next. Now this is next. And I think because you're in this medium that you're just supposed to be able to kind of just barge full steam ahead. And yeah, that's not the case.
The show's over and all is right in the
world.
All
is right. We take that with us.
When I log off at 9 p.m. tonight, oh, it's all good. Like, you could just, like, no, it's not hitting a switch.
No, it's not. And the thing is, like, yeah, I've had friends that are like, man, I can't stand the news. I have to get away from the news. I have to unplug. Sure. Hey, that would be great. But that's part of our job. Whether you like what we say or you hate what we say.
And to be clear, I'm not sitting. My job is different than like the, if you go back to, Mr. Jennings or Mr. Cronkite and those people, like, there's a difference there. This is a different type of...
It's a different...
This is opinion. This is where we put together topics, stuff like that.
Yes.
That's like back, you know, they were tasked with giving you, from a journalistic standpoint, mm-hmm. the news.
Yes.
Right? That's a different thing.
They're reporting the news.
It's different from what a Randy Myers or Kelsey Carlson, by the way, because the Fox 9 news anchors join us every single Wednesday at 7:30, can't do it tonight because they're tasked with having to do the news.
Exactly. Yes.
That's a perfect example. They can't get away from it.
No, because that's fun for them. And Henry.
Well, no, it's not even. I'm not even saying it's fun for them.
No, I'm saying doing the little bit with you at 7:30. Is fun for them.
But I'm saying they're having to do this 24/7, and they can't remove themselves.
No.
From the job.
No.
At Fox 9.
Yeah. And your job is to give opinions. My job is not to give an opinion as much, but when I am asked to say something, I will say something. This show doesn't work any differently than, you know, Adam and Jordana with DJ or Chad and Harrigan or Jason and Cook, like, or, you know, Jimmy and Vanita and Steve. But every day part, every show is a little bit different because we can do things and present things in a way that normally you wouldn't be able to do that during the day, or they wouldn't want to, because there are certain things, and that is your job, Henry. And I think sometimes when you are as passionate as you are, and I think that's one thing that really resonates with a lot of people, that there are very emotional topics out there that you have to speak on. And it is emotionally and physically exhausting. You get off the air and you feel like you are just, you're drained on the drive home. You get home and you're like, I'm tired. But you know what you do? You start prepping for the next show. So it's never really done. It just rolls over.
In the middle of the, or in the midst of the pandemic, and you're cooped up at home, and for, I want to say, 40 plus days, every single day, no days off, every single day.
Yes.
Talking about George Floyd. Listen, no one's going to be shedding any tears of sympathy because I get a chance to talk on the radio. That wasn't easy. Every single day, no days off, talking about a situation like that.
And there were times where we went 24 hours, like we were.
Oh, for sure.
We were rolling. And I mean, everybody was burnt out. And to you, people don't know, Henry, but you were asked to do things in other markets. So you were doing stuff here. Sure. You were doing TV. You were in other markets. Like, you were being stretched incredibly thin. A lot of people were.
651-461-9226. And I like this from the text line. I think it would be great if you had a good news segment 1 to 2 times a week. That'd be cool. That'd be cool. I guess we could create a bit like that. It's not that we don't have good news that we talk about. I don't want to force it or fake it, mm-hmm. but I think that's a great suggestion from the text line. And as I sit here and I say, I don't want to, because you feel exhausted talking about all this, as we sit here and we talk about, man, ICE and the horrible tragedy that happened with Renee Good. I mean, let's just go ahead and say it now. We've got a top of the hour press conference that we'll have to cut to with Governor Tim Walz.
It's ironic, don't you think?
I mean, and think about what I'm talking about here in this specific moment, and now we have the media advisory that Governor Walz is going to address the ongoing federal presence in Minnesota at 7 p.m.
We had the opening all mapped out, and
and
then we find that out, and it's like, of course it's going to happen that way. Of course. I mean, it's just how things happen.
651-461-9226. Coming up next, I mean, if you want to text in about it, have at it. You can call in too. But the heaviness in terms of the feeling and talking about this stuff, it's not just about ICE and Renee Good. There's other heavy news. There was a story I saw earlier today that absolutely broke me. We get to that next.
At Farmers, our honesty is contagious.
Wait, am I going to catch honesty?
Well, when you're with Farmers, it's kind of inevitable.
Well, how long does it take to... I lied to you when you asked if I knew what a deductible was. I don't know my dad's birthday, and I thought umbrella policies were for rainstorms, actual rainstorms. I have it, don't I?
You don't just have honesty.
You have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
Hey gang, it's Jill Schlesinger. I'm launching a new show. It's called Money Moves, and we are gonna move. We are gonna answer your financial questions and take the mystery out of your financial life. Follow and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
It's almost like you can't escape from all the heavy and sad stuff. I do want to mention a story that I came across earlier today that it broke me, man. It really did. It is beyond tragic. It is completely unacceptable. And my heart goes out to the Mucklebuss family. I was not aware of this situation until earlier today. But there was an 11-month-old boy by the name of Harvey Mucklebuss who died this past September. And that child was at the Rocking Horse Ranch Daycare. What we found out from the Savage Police and the Scott County attorneys and the investigation that has occurred is that one of the employees, an 18-year-old woman by the name of Thea Russell, smothered this baby. Smothered this 11-month-old boy. She was arrested Tuesday and confessed to authorities that she suffocated the child for attention. Somebody's going to have to save us, man. I can't even put into words how I felt when I saw the press conference earlier. This is a clip of it. This is Julie Mucklebust. She is the grandmother of Harvey, who passed away at 11 months. This is her speaking to the media.
My name is Julie Mucklebust, Harvey's Nana. I am providing this statement on behalf of Harvey's dad and mom, Hunter and Catherine, his brother, and our entire family. First, we'd like to express our gratitude to the Savage Police Department, and specifically Detective Andrew Dames and his investigative team, for their tireless efforts to seek the truth in Harvey's death. We appreciate the time, care, and compassion you have given our family. We would also like to thank the Scott County Attorney's Office, the Hennepin County Medical Examiner, the Minnesota BCA, FBI, and all the other agencies that assisted to providing a thorough investigation. From the moment Harvey was born, he filled our world with sunshine. His passion for playing, infectious laugh, loving heart put a smile on everybody's face. Just 5 days shy of his first birthday, he was on the move, crawling, climbing up the stairs and sliding back down, and learning to say mama and dada. He loved the time playing with his big brother, who misses him deeply. He was affectionately known as our little Harv monster. Harvey was such a blessing to our family, and his death has left a tremendous hole in our hearts. Harvey's fingerprints are on my sliding glass door, and his drool stains still show on his crib sheets. Those are the little things that I'm not ready to wash away.
That broke me, man. Those are the things that you don't want to wash away. His fingerprints on the door. The the drool stains. To know that an older brother's without his baby brother. To know that a mom and a dad won't have their child. To know that the entire community and the family. I just said, I'm at a loss of words, man. The things that we see, the things that people are doing, harming people in this world, is beyond unacceptable, man. I take this stuff so seriously, man. There's so much heavy news out there. That's why I have a day like today where I feel like I want to come here, and I don't even really want to get into some of the stuff. But, you know.
You feel like you kind of have to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now we've got a press conference in a couple minutes.
Yeah. There's a certain amount of responsibility that comes with this station. There is a legacy, you know, whether you like it, whether you don't. There is an immense amount of responsibility that goes into opening up a microphone in this iconic studio, that so much history has been made in this building. And you hear that, And you do wonder, why are these actions being taken by this evil in the world? And you try and make sense of a nonsensical situation. And it is so hard to sit here, because if you're a parent, even if you're not a parent, you've got aunts, you've got uncle, you've got nieces, nephews, you got friends, and you put yourself in that situation. I don't know how we can look at a situation and a lot of things that are going on, and that, you know, audio from a grandmother who lost her grandson, parents who lost their son, a brother who lost his baby brother, and not be affected.
To know that an 11-month-old was suffocated
for no reason
by an 18-year-old for attention. There's only one thing I can say. We're done, man. We have. I don't want to say lost our way. That we blew past that. That's the reason why it's kind of hard doing what we do some days. All right, coming up next, we've got the breaking news press conference with regards to the current situation here with ICE in Minnesota. Governor Tim Walz coming up next.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team. But not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Fantasy football season is back, baby. Matthew Berry here, and my podcast, Fantasy Football Happy Hour, has the sleepers, busts, and starts and advice you need to win your league. So listen and follow Fantasy Football Happy Hour wherever you get your podcasts.